You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm delighted today to be talking to Eric Pelham. Eric is the founder of Eric's Essences and is a very beautiful spirit who brings through the energy of butterfly essences, sea essences, and whale and dolphin essences. And Eric's here today to talk about how he came to bring through these energies, and he's going to tell us all about them and how they are similar but different to flower and gem essences. So welcome to Nature Connections, Eric.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here today, Sarah, and it's a big thrill to be able to communicate about the essences, because I believe essences are the way of the future for the human race.
Yes, we're so lucky, aren't we, to be working alongside a very transformative energy, which is going to really become the medicine of the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would call essences light medicine. That was a term that Richard Gerber used some years ago. Richard Gerber, who was a medical doctor from the United States, coined the term light medicine, and this term refers to essences, any form of energy which can help the well-being of human beings. And I think it's a nice phrase to describe the full spectrum of essences, such as flower, gem, sea, butterfly, and many other types of essence.
Yes, definitely, and that's the similarities, isn't it? So that we are working with the vibrations of light. So I think it's always is interesting to discover how people actually came to work with this form of medicine, because it's certainly not something that we go to our careers guidance people at school and end up being suggested as a job. So how did you start with working with the butterfly and sea essences?
Well, I'd like to take you back to the beginning, which was the beginning of the 1980s, when I got to know the Batch Flower Center at Brightwell cum Sotwell. And I was a photographer at that time. And I met a lady called Jamie from Canada. And she was a single mother with two children, but she was incredibly together and very well the whole time. So I was so impressed by her. I found out that she used the Batch Flower Essences, and she introduced me to flower essences at that point. And I became very much connected with the Batch Flower Center. I was their photographer for some time. I got to know the people well. I really got to know flower essences in great depth in the first part of the 80s. And then after that, I started to think more and more about essences as my photographic business got more and more difficult, because back at the end of the 80s, there was a recession and my photographic business went downhill. So I spent more and more time with essences, and that's really how I got started with essences.
So that inspired in you to find your own way of working with them?
Yes, it did, yeah. What was interesting, though, was the whole working with the spiritual world, which started for me in 87, 88, during a flower essence course with Steve Johnson from Alaska, when he got us to use pendulums. And I asked him, how does the pendulum work? And he said, oh, it's your superconscious. But as soon as he said that, I knew there was something wrong. And I knew there was another being that moved the pendulum. And that's really what spurred me on to connecting with the spiritual world. And they eventually told me that they wanted me to make essences.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it lovely as well, which is really how we began speaking as well, is that how the different ranges, because there are different ranges and different forms of vibrational essences, and each range is unique, but how we all work together, like you began with the batch essences, Steve Johnson of the Alaskans was instrumental in just opening something up in you, which allowed you then to begin really doing your own true work. So tell us, I think it would be very interesting for you to tell us, just give us a brief summary to begin with of the different kinds of essences that you offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, for 17 years through Aurasoma, I've been making butterfly and sea essences. First of all, I must say that I don't involve either butterflies or sea creatures in the process of making the essences. So some people get a bit anxious because they think that I take butterflies and I put them into liquids and things. Well, that doesn't happen. The butterfly essences are actually color energies, but color energies at a very high frequency. Sunlight contains many life energies, which we call cosmic rays, and a big part of sunlight is color energies. Now, the color energies in sunlight themselves are very transformative. They are uplifting. But because we receive so many of these uplifting energies all at once with sunlight, we don't tend to be able to work with any one energy and get any result from any one energy because we absorb them all. Now, butterflies are amazing beings. Besides being extremely beautiful, they're channeling these color energies just in the same way as flowers channel a healing energy. So when a butterfly is flying around a flower, you have an amazing dance going on. There's a kind of, I call it a love dance, where the butterfly is channeling its color energy, the flower is channeling its healing energy, and like a man and a woman dancing, the butterfly dances around the flower head. And so there's a real alchemical magic going on between color and healing. And we see it all the time within the natural world, but not many people really understand the full significance of actually what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So you have quite a few butterfly essences, don't you? How many do you have?
84.
84 in total. And yeah. are they literally different color rays?
Yes.
Each one is a different color.
Yeah, each one is a different color rays, and they lie into three different groups. Group one, group two, and group three. The group ones are the highest frequency group, and they are the color frequencies that impact on our crown chakras and our soul bodies. So they are what we call the very spiritual essences. They have highly spiritual, highly transformative effects, but at the most ethereal levels within us. And as such, they are known as great tools for our own personal transformation and our own personal development. The group two essences are working on the middle range, which is to do with our brow and our throat chakras, or as I call it, our mental and causal bodies. And these are the parts of us that are really concerned with consciousness. So the group two butterfly essences are transformative energies to uplift, to develop, and to transform our consciousness. And then the group three essences are working on the heart and the solar plexus in terms of the chakras. That's the astral and the emotional bodies. And these have an uplifting effect on our emotions, first of all. And through the heart chakra, they have a highly stimulating and uplifting effect upon our creative energies. And they work with love, they work with our feelings, and they work with a lot of aspects more connected with this earth. The darker color butterfly essences are working downwards from the heart and the solar plexus chakras down towards our physical beings. So they're having a more earth effect, whereas the lighter the color is, the more it's working up to the higher subtle bodies. So butterfly essences are a form of transformative color energy that works through the range of subtle bodies, right the way from the soul body down towards the physical body. And they connect with the sun, they connect with the male or the yang energies, and they very much complement the other form of essences I make, which is the sea essences.
So listening to you talk there, I understand that the sea essences are another aspect which are different and complementary, but it sounds as if the butterfly essences are a system all on their own.
I think they are, yes. Yeah,
because of the colours and the light frequencies.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first thing we have to accept is that we are light. I mean, more and more mystical people, the mystics and the spiritual people have said that for years and years. But more and more ordinary people are realizing that this is true, that we are all vibrating energy. We are light beings. And when you're talking about light beings, what is most suitable for us is light energy. Chemicals are a form of light energy, but a very low and dense form of light energy. But the essences are a very high frequency form of light energy, which is uplifting and extremely suitable for us and our higher development. And so they really bring tremendous well-being and tremendous purpose to our lives.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So those are your butterfly essences. So tell us about the sea essences.
Well, the sea really is right at the heart of my being. As a small boy in India, I lived by the sea on the Bay of Bengal. I used to go to the seaside a lot. I was always fascinated by the oceans. What was deep inside the sea? And I suppose as a small boy, what I was really interested in was the deep sea creatures. What lies in the depths of the ocean and how can that help us? How can that relate to us? And so when I started my work with the essences, I started with flower essences and I did a lot of research with them, connecting with the flower devas. But Ian White of the Bushflower Essences in Australia invited me to the second major world conference in 1992 in Manly in Australia. And before I started presenting at that conference, Ian gave me a sea essence and he said, please research this sea essence, because I'd researched all his flower essences. I'd given him very detailed information about the flower essences, which he very much liked. And he said, but I'd like to know about the sea essences now. And so I connected with the deva, or the angel behind the sea essence, and I asked a very important question. And the question was, how can we human beings benefit from the healing energies coming from the deep ocean? Because after all, if you're making a sea essence upon the shoreline, you can put a few shellfish into a rock pool and the heat of the sun, as with flower essences, the sun rays can actually energize the sea energy into the water. But with a deep sea creature essence, because we can't access them. So this deva said to me, you don't need to come to the sea creature. The devas or the sea or the angels of the sea essences can come to you directly. And that's what happened. I set it up as a scientific experiment with a friend, and simply using a photograph of a sea creature from a magazine and putting my left hand on it, I asked for the deva or the angel of that sea creature by name. It came to me energetically. It came into my energy bodies. And then I simply held the essence against my heart and it energized the essence directly from its heart, which is out in my astral being, which is a bit further away from my body, back to my heart. So there was a very precise process that went on, and I could feel it. It was a sensation. I checked the essence afterwards, and lo and behold, I had that sea essence. So it seemed such a simple, easy way to make essences, mm-hmm. but it took me a lot of convincing to get to that point.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, our human minds would have some resistance to that. But how beautiful that you are now, if you like, not pioneering this in a very special way. And I know that your essences go out to many, many people in 30 different countries. That's right,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fortunate because I've been spending 17 years going around the world teaching about the essences. And all over the world, people have been having tremendous experiences with the essences. So it's like a 17-year research project that's been going on. Huge amount of feedback that I've had. People have been really enjoying and appreciating the essences. And more recently, I've been doing lots of consultations for people. In fact, sometimes when I go to Europe, as I did last May, I was besieged by people wanting consultations. And I did more than I'd ever done in my life before. And the way I work is simply by connecting with an aspect of the Divine Mother who's been working with me for 24 years now. And she tunes into that person, reads all their subtle energies in terms of color and in terms of the energy patterns inside their bodies. And then she prescribes them a combination of essences. I put them together, I give them to them, and they take these essences usually for 4 weeks. And people have tremendous results from this. So it's a practical way to bring the power of the essences directly to people's lives.
Mm, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Now, I hear from, it's extraordinary that you've had all this experience, and also all the, this has allowed you to hear all the feedback as well, because we, that's how often we learn so much about our essences, by hearing how people have experienced them. Mm. And I know that you also have a newer, I don't know if it's the right word, range of essences, whales and dolphin essences that are coming through. Would you like to share about those with us?
Yes, well, there was a very special process that happened here. In 2005, at the beginning of the year, I was communicating with the highest divine being. He told me that he wanted me to bring through 14 whale and 14 dolphin essences. And usually when I receive such an instruction, I start working very intensively, and many essences can come through in a few weeks. But this process was extremely slow. Only 4 essences came through per year. And the reason was that my children, my 2 eldest boys, Alexander and Joseph, were to be the facilitators for these essences. And they were to come through at a speed where I could work with the boys to bring the essences through, but also fully learn about them and absorb the essences before I, as it were, went on to the next one. So over 7 years, from 2005 to 2012, I was just making 4 whale or dolphin essences per year on average. So the 28 essences took me exactly 7 years to come through. And as the essences were coming through, I realized more and more how vital they were, because these were unlike the other essences, which were cosmic ray essences. These are great beings and master beings of the oceans, as we are master beings of the land. And the energies of the whales and dolphins are, if you like, matrices or energy grids through which essences work in a much better way, in a much more focused way. So the whale and dolphins now became the key components of every consultation. Every consultation would have at least 1 whale and 1 dolphin essence. And they would be integrating, synergizing, and focusing the effect of all the essences in the mix to one particular purpose. So that's why it had to be 14 whale and 14 dolphin essences. And because there had been some research work done on this in Germany in the late 90s, I already had a head start, because a researcher called Achim in North Germany took my sea and butterfly essences and was researching how they could work for particular organs of the body using the whale and dolphin essences as being the energy grids or the synergizers of the combinations of sea and butterfly essences. And he did some incredible work upon this. So I already knew before the whale and dolphin essences came that they had this big role of bringing together the effects of all the essences, as it were, integrating them into one. Mm. And besides that, of course, they all have their individual effects, the whales being the supportive energies, the power energies, and the dolphins being the love energies, the sort of caring energies, the energies to help to heal, because love and healing come together very, very closely.
So it feels very grounding what they've brought through.
Yeah, I think so. And
I don't know if more grounding is the right word, but it feels as if they've bring things together. Centering is maybe another word.
Centering, grounding, synergizing. There was some research work done on the whale and dolphin essences in Japan, and a very wonderful lady called Ayako in an island called Miyako Island did a research project with 150 case studies of the whale and dolphin essences. And she found in her research that not only did they work extremely well, but people who never normally felt essences really felt the whale and dolphin essences and entered into a personal relationship with the particular whales and dolphins that they were dealing with. So it wasn't just taking an essence. They were actually connecting, like you would connect with a friend. And there was one woman, for example, who asked her little baby what the baby wanted before the baby was born. And the baby showed her a picture of a dolphin. She received that dolphin essence, and she was expecting a difficult birth, and the birth went absolutely beautifully. And all the way through the whole process, the mother experienced that dolphin helping the whole process of the baby to come through. And so there's a real sense in which the whales and dolphins are our brothers and sisters, and how they are looking out for us, they're caring for us, and they're really wanting us to lead our lives in a much more harmonic and a much more beautiful way. And so they are really very important essences, I think.
Yeah, and how interesting they're coming through now. Because it was a question, I think you've kind of answered this, but it would be nice to kind of bring it into a kind of concrete form as to the relevance your essence is to today.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've talked about transformation.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting that I hear from how successful you are, how often you're asked to go and talk different places, how many people have taken your essences, that they are essences of our times right now.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I haven't really talked about the sea essences yet. Just to say briefly what they're about is they're very similar to flower essences. And they work at a frequency that's very, very close to the flower essences, but slightly denser. And the key thing about sea essences is relationships. They're for healing, for harmonizing relationships, so we can heal what's going on between us. So the flower essences take care of the individual person's needs, but the sea essences take care of the relationships that we have, not only with other people, but with plants, with animals. And they've been very successful in the treatment of animals as well, and with past life healing. Mm-hmm. They're powerful tools for what we call past life healing as well. So they really have a very healing role, but not in a physical way, more in this emotional way that we talked about with relationships.
So we've got the transformational qualities of the butterflies, the slightly denser energy of the sea essences that maybe deal with the more human sides of being here.
More earth, yeah.
Yeah, and the whale and dolphins, which are kind of bringing it all together.
Yeah, and then the last type is the combination essences, which brings all the essences together. And I've just started to work on those most intensively, and tremendous strides took place last year when I did a lot of teaching all over Europe and Russia, and now the demand is building up again for these combination essences. But it's the whale and dolphins that make the combination essences possible.
Okay. Yeah, so they've taken you as well, you and what you do, onto the next step. Okay, right. Well, it's been really fascinating.
We've just lost contact.
Okay, I think the recorder will kind of keep up with this.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been really fascinating listening to you, Eric. I've learned a whole lot myself. I have heard you talk before, but just today I feel that I've really connected with what you do by you bringing it all together into a reasonably short space of time. So I'm sure everybody listening now is going to want to know how they can find out more about what you do and how they can get hold of your essences.
Okay, well, I'm in the process of constructing a website, which I hope will be complete very shortly. It's called ericsessences.com. It's all small case, ericsessences.com. And that'll be the website through which you can look at the essences, find out about them, and there'll be a web shop to buy the essences. Now, you can also contact me by telephone on 01507 450 382. That's 01507 450 382. And you can email me on eric@ericsessences.co.uk. So that's my name spelled with a K. So eric@ericsessences.co.uk. And if you want to write to me, it's Eric Pelham at Cook's Farm. That's Cook without an E, Cook apostrophe S, Farm, Tothill, one word, that's Tothill. Alford is the town, that's Alford. Lincolnshire is the county, or Links. And the postcode is L for London, N for Norman, 13, 0, N for Norman, J for Julie. That's LN13ONJ. And I'd be delighted to hear from you, to answer any questions, to enter into any dialogue. And I'm on Facebook as well. So if you want to connect with me on Facebook, that would be fine as well. So...
And you've got a workshop coming up, haven't you?
Yes, well, I'm, as part of the BFVEA and being the co-chair for the last 3 years, I've been instrumental in creating this event called the International Essence Awareness Month, which is 1 month from the 21st of May to the 21st of June. And last year, I wanted to get things organized early. So I organized the first event, I think, for this month. And this was at the Chalice Well in Glastonbury. And I'm going to be doing a one-day workshop called The Dance of the Butterflies and the Year of Transformation. And it's really the first time I'm doing a one-day workshop specifically on the butterfly essences and the big transformational process that's actually going on. I'm speaking also at Companions Day the day before that. And if you want to note the dates down, it's the 7th of June for Companions Day, when I'll be giving a short talk. And the 8th of June, all day, I'm giving this workshop in the Chalice Well Gardens in Glastonbury. You can book onto the workshop by contacting the Chalice Well directly in Glastonbury. They are taking all the bookings for that. And it's going to be a very fascinating and interesting time.
It will be, yes. And I'm sure details are also available through the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association site, which is bfvea.com.
That's right.
It's exciting, Eric. So thank you so much for sharing all of this with you, mm-hmm. with us today. And thank you to the butterflies and the sea beings as well for really just connecting with us all today.
And the biggest thank you goes to Dad and Mum upstairs,
yes.
because without them, nothing would be possible. So I would like to thank you because you've taken on a big role now as chair of the BFVEA, and I'm really supporting you in whichever way I can. And I'd like to also tell everybody, please support the IEAM, whichever way you can, because essences are going to be the future of us all, I believe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eric. And I'd love you to come back on the show, maybe towards the end of the year, to let us know how everything's going. Thank
Fantastic.
You very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye then. Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.